Local and state officials made the reconstruction of Main Street the highest priority for using the Federal Highway Administration funds, according to Petersburg Public Works Director Carl Hagerman.
You know, the concrete pavement in the downtown area is still in okay shape. It's about 25 years old, 26 years old, and so it is starting to show signs of failure in a couple areas. The money is being spent in that, in the downtown area, just thinking that's our main area of commerce, and we really need to make sure that when we have money available that we spend it on shoring up our infrastructure in that area of town.
Originally, planners were also considering rebuilds for Harbor Way and the first couple blocks of Dolphin, XL, Fram, and Joa Streets, but after more than 2 years of design and permitting work, Hagerman says about a quarter of the project funding has already been spent, so it's now just focused on Main Street and Dolphin.
The project currently will repave the concrete pavement from PFI to the municipal building on Main Street, and also the sidewalks and curb and gutter on Main Street will be redone with some storm drainage improvements in one section, actually a couple sections of Main Street areas. And also hoping to get a good price on repaving Dolphin Street from Main Street up to First, redoing the sidewalks on that stretch, and also redoing the storm drain basically through the down to the beach site on the Dolphin Street right-of-way that goes through the basically the Trading Union parking area and the access to PFI's cold storage loading dock.
If the funding stretches far enough, according to Hagerman, the next priority will be XL Street. He says the city has urged state planners and their consultants to try and avoid impacting local businesses with torn-up streets during the summer.
In 1985, when this the last time this was done downtown, it was a mess, and it was really difficult on businesses, and very hard on processors and the shippers trying
to get
containers in and out. Yeah, they basically tore up the entire street all through the summer. It was very very difficult time. So we want to learn from that, and we have been really pushing DOT and the consultant to find ways to minimize that impact to commerce in the downtown area.
So Hagerman says the current plan is to have a contractor mobilize to Petersburg in late August and start the work after the major fish processing season is done. But the possibility of extending construction into the winter comes with its own significant complications. Hagerman says they're trying to figure out how the contractor will have to deal with that issue.
Because we really need to get quite a bit of work done in the off-season, processing off-season, so that there isn't a whole lot that could possibly impact the following year, 2013's processing season. There's quite a bit of work to do, and it's when you're working with concrete, it takes a while to form up. So winter could definitely, you know, pose some serious problems to progress on the work itself. So we're trying to figure that out, but again, the focus is really on limiting impacts to downtown businesses and particularly the commercial fishing industry.
The project basically involves tearing out and then replacing the old street, sidewalks, curbs, gutters, and drains, and it will improve pedestrian access to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act.
The sidewalk ramps on every intersection will be redone to meet ADA requirements. It should be much easier for handicapped folks to get around in Petersburg, and actually better for other pedestrians. Some of the curb cuts and ramps that we have right now are pretty steep and have been a problem for many people. So that should be resolved as a result of this work.
Hagerman says the new infrastructure will look about the same as the old. Because of budget constraints, he says they've been limited in terms of aesthetics, visual style. However, he says the new walkway will have an updated version of the brass inlays that depict sea life and other images. The artwork is popular with locals and visitors, but the sometimes slippery or slightly raised metal has also been a tripping hazard.
What we've settled on at this time, and we've gone back and forth of taking them out completely, doing something different with the designs, but we've come back around to actually keeping the inlays in the sidewalk, but changing materials. There'll be basically a manhole cover with the same designs on them that will be slip resistant and I think easier to maintain in the long run. They'll be flush with the sidewalk and they'll drain so that ice won't form on them.
Rather than brass, Hagerman expects the material will be cast iron. But before the Federal Highway Administration will let any of the construction go forward, the state has to settle roughly 40 encroachments to certify that the right-of-way is clear. Because of a new city permitting process, Hagerman does not expect overhanging awnings to be a problem for the Highway Administration, but encroaching business signs are another matter.
They have a rule that they don't allow signs within the right-of-way. We're still waiting to hear back from them because we've asked them pointedly, you know, that tried to make the point that this is not a highway. This is a small a downtown, low-speed area. The signs don't really make a difference as far as safety goes.
According to Hagerman, the DOT is hoping to advertise for construction bids by late spring. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.